Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council approved a resolution for a continued management services contract with the Kenai Chamber of Commerce for the Kenai Visitors and Cultural Center at their meeting on Wednesday, March 20th. The item on the table was a proposal for the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center facility management services for the facility to add another member to their team. The proposal was made back on February 1st, 2024. The current contract is set to end on June 30th, 2024. Along with the facility's management, the new individual would be donned the title of Cultural Center Coordinator. This individual would be set to work 20 hours per week. In a memo from Christine Cunningham, the assistant to the city manager, a committee of city employees evaluated the proposal based on evaluation criteria, including the proposer's experience and qualifications, key staff assigned and sub-consultants, available resources and location, project methodology and approach, and cost. The city was presented with three options, and after a unanimous vote, it decided to go with the second option, which reflects an annual management fee of $152,480. According to the Kenai Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Samantha Springer, the council members had many questions regarding the position. Still, she expressed glee that they could successfully come to a compromise.
History is intact. The thing is just digging into that, because a lot of those artifacts have just been in boxes and in storage and haven't even seen the public eye the entire time. So we're pretty excited to be able to get those artifacts in front of people and really show the history of Kenai in a new light, and start getting, you know, field trips back out here and make it exciting for locals to come back out as well.
Springer says she will have a full staff on July 1st, with the Cultural Center Coordinator completing the team. The Alaska delegation had secured some funding for a commercial icebreaker. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
U.S. Senators Dan Sullivan, Lisa Murkowski, and Representative Mary Peltola Thursday announced they have successfully secured federal funding to purchase a commercially available icebreaker. The fiscal year 24 Homeland Security Appropriations Act includes $125 million to purchase the icebreaker. The delegation has also secured commitments from the Coast Guard that the icebreaker will be homeported in Juneau to afford the vessel greater access and reach into the Arctic. The inclusion of the funding for the first icebreaker in a generation is significant progress for our state and our country's national security, said Senator Sullivan. I recently got the commandment of the Coast Guard to recommit to me that this icebreaker will be homeported in Alaska. Our national security interests in the Arctic have never been more critical. Since coming to the Senate, I've been working relentlessly to wake up our federal government to the strategic importance of this region. Senator Lisa Murkowski says, I've been fighting for most of my career in the Senate to bolster America's icebreaker fleet, and today is a critical milestone in that mission. Over the last 8 years, I've overseen over $1.5 billion towards the Polar Security Cutter program so we can strategically compete in the Arctic. Representative Peltola says adding the icebreaker to the Coast Guard fleet will allow the United States to conduct important missions, project American presence, and take a leadership position in the Arctic as it opens up. Every Alaskan knows that our state makes the United States an Arctic nation, and that the Arctic issues are Alaska issues. It's never been more essential for the United States to be the leader in the Arctic, and this is a major step in that direction. The FY 2024 Homeland Security Appropriations Act is part of the just released. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.